For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Hey everybody, welcome to Beyond the Bell. I'm Andrew Zarin. I'm joined by Rich Stambolian. What's going on, Rich?
Oh, that's What's up, man?
There you are.
Hey, there I am. Happy Tuesday. 35 episodes, huh?
You're from the asylum right now. That's what we call your studio.
Yeah.
You're in the asylum.
I'm in the asylum. This is the what was that match called? The Ambrose Asylum.
Is that what it was with the planter?
Yeah.
Terrible.
I forgot. 35 episodes. Terrible.
Wow. Unbelievable, right? 35 weeks we've been doing this. Probably longer, 35. But we missed a couple. But we're here.
Yeah.
A lot of wrestling to go into. Monday Night Raw last night. 3 p.m. Eastern start. Now, that's our dream.
Listen. Give me Monday Afternoon Raw.
Monday Afternoon Raw. I was at work, okay? I was in my office, and I was watching it in the office. And I watched, like, the entire thing happily while I worked. And it was done. It was time for me to go home.
It's beautiful, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I thought it was great. Now, I don't know how great it is for everybody else that cannot watch TV when they're working, you know? But I thought it was great. It was a good show. We'll talk about that. Obviously, we'll talk about AEW and everything that's happening there. With all the movement happening, there's a lot of stuff to go into. So where do you want to go?
I feel like we might as well talk about the elephant in the room, and the elephant in the room is John Cena. We can finally see him.
We can finally see him after all these years.
We can finally see him. Cena opens the show. Andrew, what did you think? What did you expect him to come out wearing?
Oh, so you know, for some reason, I was like, I can't picture him coming out doing anything but the jorts right now, because the second he does anything, everybody's going to be like, oh, look, it's like a Hollywood Hogan thing, right?
Yes.
What, like, if he wears black, have you ever seen that man with pants on, with jeans?
Only, like, at a premiere or, like, in a movie, you know?
Only
like,
in
not
a premiere
in
or in a
wrestling
movie.
Capacity. Yeah.
He's always in those jorts. Now, is he going to change it? That's the biggest question here.
Well, what do you want to see him in? Do you want to see him in undies, tights? Yo, imagine John Cena in tights.
I was thinking if he's going to do anything, it's probably going to be like the trunk tights. You know what I mean? Like the ones that he had when he was prototype, like the early John Cena stuff. I could see him doing something like that. I don't know. I think a lot of people were like, why is he still dressed up the way he is? Because they're going to sell merch. And they're probably running the end of this merch before they get to... I mean, he did pretty much tell you to take that merch and shove it up your ass.
Yeah, but...
Like,
yo,
he was poo-pooing on that whole thing.
Guy.
Like, you idiots are wearing my shirt, you know?
He's a smart guy. There was a Cody interview from last year or the year before when he returned, and he was talking about how much he loved John Cena and how John will call him and be like, what do your numbers look like? You know, like, what do your merch sales look like? And listen, brilliant move. Even though this guy is taking a dump on everybody in the crowd, he's getting them to buy his shit still.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought it was done well. Let's start up with the show. Go into it, Rich, because I thought this was really good. The way that they opened, it was live from Brussels, packed crowd, hot crowd. This opening segment went about 30 minutes.
32 minutes, I believe. That European crowd is so fire. It's ridiculous. Like, I wouldn't mind watching just Raws from any place in Europe from now on, to be honest with you. Cena comes out. He absorbed those boos, walked slowly to the ring. He cut a pretty intense, I guess you would call it a heel promo.
Yeah.
Or like a whiny heel promo.
No, it was different, right? Like, I would say that was a very different promo than I thought he was going to do. If we're going with, like, the wrestling trope, right? I think he was going to come down and turn on the audience and do it that way. But he showed, like, this normal human being emotion. And I was like, you know what? Fuck these fans. This man came out there. He was nearly fired. He reinvented himself. And then they hated him for being the best at what he was doing. Like, in his mind, I'm saying, like, what he's telling you. And I'm like, yeah, you know what? He's right. They never appreciated him. And he was like a sad boy. He's like, I'm hurt by you guys. I want a divorce.
I want a divorce.
I thought it was good. I'm glad he didn't. He didn't go back into Thuganomics, John Cena.
Well, I wanted to ask you about that because I feel like that would have been the move that everybody would expect. Right? Like,
A lot of people thought
Thuganomics.
Yeah.
And, you know, I wonder what those meetings were like, where they, you know, him and Hunter or whoever were just like, hey, so what do we do here? And then they were probably like, no, nah, don't do Thuganomics.
Yeah, dude, you're 30, you're 40, you're almost 50 years old.
Yeah.
I think someone said that. It's like, John, I think you're 50, almost 50 now. I think we can go beyond it. No, it was a good promo. It was, hey, I gave you guys everything for 20-something years, and what did you give me? An F you. And literally, as he's saying it, they're chanting, shut the F up. An F you.
Yeah.
You know what my favorite European chant is?
Go ahead.
Don't know what they're saying, but the da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-
country, but it's that same rhythm, right? It's like that same chanting rhythm.
I liked that when they were in France and they all started doing the Urkel dance, the whole crowd. It was unbelievable.
they all did the Urkel.
They all did the Urkel.
So let me ask you something.
Yeah.
And this is tangential to the conversation. What concessions do you think they have in Brussels?
Brussels sprouts.
They ain't having hot dogs. No Brussels hot dogs, sprout. Right?
No hot dogs? Why? Okay.
I mean, I feel like hot dogs are a holy American thing.
No. Wiener schnitzel.
Sure. You think they got Wiener schnitzel?
I think they got Wiener schnitzel in Brussels. What do they have in? Well, what is Brussels' official meal? Food.
I imagine
from,
some kind of fondue.
Let's see. Food from Brussels. Mussels. They're big into mussels.
Okay. Waffles.
Belgian waffles.
Yeah. Yes.
Fries, fritters.
Sure.
Okay, that's famous. I think they do all the same stuff that we do now. I think everything has become so globalized. You know?
You think they got hot dogs? You think they got Nathan's?
I don't know if they got Nathan's. Maybe they got, like, Jim's Brussels, original Brussels.
Sure.
Hey, it's me, Jim, from Brussels. You like hot dogs? you know what I didn't see? A lot of people eating in that crowd.
Yeah, I feel like, again, eating at shows might be like a holy American
thing. That's me. That's me, dude. I'm whacked out by it. I'm grossed out by eating in an open stadium or an open arena.
Yeah. Well, you mean in a crowd.
In the crowd. Yeah.
In a crowd.
Now, if you're at a baseball game, it's a little different, right? Baseball game, you're outdoors. I feel a little different. I'm indoors. I don't want to eat around 20,000 coughing people.
I agree with you for the most part, but you know what I don't like doing at baseball games?
What?
I don't like eating in my seat.
You don't?
No. I do the
service. They come and they bring it to you.
I would rather stand. I would get whatever I'm eating, and I would rather stand somewhere and watch the game and eat as opposed to like bring all this shit back to my seat. But that's just a me thing.
Yeah. I have you ever seen me eat at a wrestling show?
I've never seen you eat.
You've never seen me eat. Nobody has.
I've seen you eat at home, but never at a wrestling show, never at a baseball game, unless we're at like the bar ahead of time.
Yeah. You know? I'll eat at Dignified. I have all these rules. I have all these rules I gotta follow, like John Cena. So Cena opens the show, he comes out wearing the jorts and the colorful shirt. He's not running down. He just holds it up and he's just sad.
Yeah.
Instead of running, he walks casually down to the ring. He lets the crowd boo him for at least 5 minutes before he starts talking. He gets on the mic, and he says he's been in an abusive relationship for 25 years.
Wild.
I'm not a babyface. I'm not a heel. I'm a human being. And I was like, oh, where is this going?
Mm-hmm.
And that's when the crowd started telling him to shut the fuck up.
Yes.
Amazing. He said, you get what you've earned. Stuff. What you've earned is nothing.
Yeah, he went Willy Wonka on everybody.
He did go Willy Wonka on everybody. Cody comes out to a huge reaction.
Oh, my God, yeah.
He said he was excited to fight John Cena at WrestleMania. He doesn't know who this guy standing in front of him is. He better go and get the real John Cena, because if he doesn't, he will ensure that the one that retired, that he's going to be the one that retires early at WrestleMania. And that was it. Cody left and John left.
Mm-hmm.
This went almost 30 minutes. I liked it, yeah. Dude. You know what? Was Same it? Here. Could it have been shorter? Sure. Could have been shorter. Yeah. But they don't have to do anything the way that they used to, because they're on Netflix now. I thought it was a good segment. I thought this was different. And again, I don't like, at times, at times you want what makes sense. This was done differently and it made sense. I like, he told an honest story. 25 years I've been doing this and you people don't appreciate me. You know how many people go up to this man when he's having dinner or he's having a drink and they give him the finger and they start chanting John Cena sucks?
Oh my God, yeah.
He, it's so interesting, this guy. I've never been a big John Cena fan. I've always appreciated what he's been able to do, yeah. But I think this is great. And 25 years later, he's a bad guy now. So there you go.
Finally, a bad guy again.
He's not a face. He's not a heel. He's just a human being.
Well, listen, I'm very excited to see where this goes. I feel like they probably told him, like, hey, just take your time. Do whatever you want to do. This is his retirement tour, right? Quote unquote. Where do you see that going, Andrew?
I see him winning the title and dropping it to somebody. I don't know who.
Book Cena for the next. When did he say he's going to officially retire?
I think it's the end of 2025.
Okay. Book the rest of John Cena for this year. Like, what would you like to see him do?
I want to see him in some wacky matches. I want to see him and Penta.
Yes.
I definitely want to see him and you know what? What'll be great? Okay. Here's a great scenario, right? John Cena wins the title. They destroy Cody.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They destroy him. CM Punk beats him at like Survivor Series for the title.
SummerSlam.
No, too soon. Too soon.
Yeah.
Keep the title on him. Cena, Punk beats him at like Survivor Series, gets the title. And you know, that's the big savior. Punk's the big savior, and then he goes on to do something else. I also want to see him in Roman again for that title. You know, now that he's a bad guy, it changes the entire dynamic, and you get these new combinations. Obviously, we're going to get him and Orton again one last time. I think we'll get a lot of those one last times. Him and Orton, him and Roman, him and Punk, and whoever else.
Yeah.
You know, I thought it was good. I thought it was really good stuff, that opening segment.
Yeah, it was very captivating. I think that's the appropriate word for it. You know, especially because it's like, listen, say what you want. A lot of people are giving WWE flack for not turning him heel years ago. But listen, we're getting it now. And I think it counts for a lot, you know, because they're finally doing something different for this guy's retirement run. And listen, you know he's going to turn babyface against The Rock, and that's going to be probably his last match.
And that could be it, too. Yeah. Cadillac Carson in the chat room says, Backlash is in St. Louis, so Cena probably turns there. Cena and Orton there. I'm sorry. Cena and Orton there. Yeah, very interesting.
It was a solid Raw. You had Ludwig Kaiser getting defeated by Penta, and they got something magical with Penta.
Yo, he is. I got nervous, dude. I was like, I hope he, you know, they're able to see what we've seen in the sky, and they have, and they've giving him a chance. His entrance is really awesome. They've done a great job with that entrance.
Mm-hmm.
I like his walk. He does that little La Parca thing. That's fantastic. His English is ridiculously good.
Getting better.
This guy never spoke ever in AEW. I don't think he's learned that much English in the short period of time. I think this is something that he's always worked on. And he sounds great. He cut a great promo that he's going for the IC title. We also got a vignette. I don't know if you saw that last week or a couple days ago for Rey Fénix.
Some SmackDown, yeah.
And we're probably getting Aleister Black to come back.
Fantastic.
So, you know, they have some really they got some cool stuff happening the next couple months here, even post-Mania. A lot of things are changing there. The talent roster's shifting. So they're in a very good position. I know a lot of people hate that. I know a lot of people hate that they are in a very successful position right now, but that's the reality of it. They are hotter than they've ever been.
Yeah, and
one of the least amount of viewers that they've ever had. Isn't that something?
It's insane. It also seems like they're not slowing down. And we always talk about this, where like even though WWE says we're not competing against anybody, they are. You know, they want to annihilate everybody else.
Listen, they're competing. I always say this, and this is something I've learned in my line of work. When I sit down with a client, I tell them, I'm like, you're not just competing with your direct competitor. Okay. Yeah. Like, I'll give you a great example. Let's say we have a sandwich shop on Bell Boulevard.
Sure.
Okay.
For sure.
Okay.
Yes. Okay.
I'm not, and there's like four other sandwich shops in my in my area. I'm not just looking at them. You know what else I'm looking at? That hot pot spot that opened up last week.
Yeah.
And the other, like, you know, the steak place that opened up, the happy hour place that opened up, the new bar that opened up, they're all competing. What WWE is doing is that they're competing with not only live sports, they're competing with dramas, they're competing with TikTok, they're competing with YouTube. I am a 41-year-old man. You know how I consume my content? I consume it on my phone. I don't sit there on cable. I'm not just like, what's on at 8 o'clock? No, I'm on YouTube. I'm watching a video on aliens on TikTok. I'm on X. I'm seeing some dopey video on X. Everything is competing for your time.
And that's how I know when you're on the train, is when we get all the TikTok videos.
Yeah. It's just MG dancing. It's the weirdest thing.
I sent that to everybody yesterday. We should just have that GIF play. Instead of doing a show one afternoon, we should just have that GIF on loop for an hour and 20 minutes.
So good. So good. So where were we? Yeah, Penta. A lot of changes happening. He's going for the IC title. That'll obviously be a big moment for him at WrestleMania if that happens there. We'll see. Mm-hmm. Dakota Kai, Ivy Nile. Dakota won. Mm-hmm. Io Sky and Bianca are out to sign their contracts for WrestleMania. She said she refuses to be disrespected again like last week because she is the champion. She gets bigger and bigger. She's getting a bigger and bigger pop every week, so that's fantastic. Mm-hmm. Rhea would also sign the contract as well. Bianca would sign it as well. Rhea would come out, confront Bianca again, and interfere in her business. So who's the heel now?
I guess Rhea and Bianca? That's what it's reading, right?
Because they're both like not acting the best.
Right.
It's that freaking title, dude. It makes people go crazy. Mm-hmm. They would end up shoving Io away. Rhea hit Bianca with a headbutt. Then power bombs Io into Bianca. She would sign the contract even though her name was not on it.
Great.
Okay. So they're piecing that together.
Jey Uso defeated Austin Theory. Gunter attacks Jey Uso afterwards. Listen, I'm still banking on this match opening WrestleMania.
Should it open WrestleMania?
I think so. You get the crowd hot. You do the entrance, right? I feel like getting the crowd hot with that entrance in the first match would be setting the bar for the rest of the night, right?
Well, this would have to be the night one, right? This would have to go on night one, because night two is obviously going to be the other title. But where should it be placed? I guess opening is better than being in the middle or being second to last.
Right. I think opening would be the better move. That's a personal preference.
I don't know.
And have that night one main event be the triple threat. Rollins, Punk, and Roman.
Yeah. Because I don't think it's going to be Charlotte and Tiffany.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be that. I know that they're doing really everything that they can to get Tiffany over, you know, big time. And I think she's improved tremendously. But I don't know what it is about Charlotte. Like, they don't like her.
You mean the company or the crowd?
The crowd.
Yeah.
They don't like Charlotte. I think they're... And it's interesting because she was really one of the instrumental people that changed this entire division. And it's almost like go away.
Well, in your opinion, do you think she has that classic John Cena heat where the folks in the crowd are like, all right, enough's enough. We get it. Like, you're the best.
I don't know. I don't know what kind of heat it is. I think there's some personal things that people don't like her about, and I don't know what it is. She doesn't really say or do anything. I think people have decided not to like her. She's a great wrestler, but, you know, sometimes things evolve and it changes. You know, when she came up, there was nobody really like that. They were still doing the Divas nonsense, and wrestling has evolved tremendously. And you have a lot more other favorites. So I'm curious to see what happens here with her.
Yeah.
Where else?
She's going to bring back the Divas belt.
Oh, my God. The LWO, Rey Mysterio and Dragon Lee defeated the Creed brothers, Julius and Brutus. Great. I guess this will continue. This Dragon Lee's getting a push because he's teaming with Rey. I hope Dragon Lee gets over in this company because he's unbelievable. Rollins comes out, cut a promo. He tells the crowd he's sorry that Roman and Punk are not there and he couldn't confront them tonight, but he's going to SmackDown to do just that. So, okay, cool. I like this. Yeah. So will they all be in the ring?
I think so. Did you feel like his promo kind of went nowhere?
Yeah.
I remember watching it yesterday and I was just like, what is this guy talking about? I don't know. I zoned out for some reason.
I kind of felt that too. I think it's just you're trying to space things out that sometimes you can't space out.
Yeah.
You know, he had that ridiculous match on Monday. And then now they were in Europe, and sometimes it doesn't land.
Yeah.
Just happens. WWE Intercontinental Champion Braun Breaker defeated Finn Balor. Dominic accidentally caused Balor to lose his balance off the top rope. Breaker hit the spear for the victory. This is leading into something here with Dominic and Finn. Carlito and Rey Mysterio. Carlito and Dominic Mysterio attack Breaker at the end. Penta makes the save. And they have a stare down to close the show. So Penta, again, in a big in a big position. And with Braun Breaker as the IC champion, you're piecing this together.
Now, how's this for a Mania IC match, Andrew?
Yeah.
Dominic, Braun, Finn, and Penta.
Oh, love it, dude. That's great. That's a great match. They could do a ladder match.
With Dominic winning.
I nobody could hear you. Nobody could hear you, MG. You're just speaking.
Just talking to the void.
To us in silence.
There was a couple years there. There was a couple years there where they did the five-way ladder match.
Is he on?
Years in a row, remember? The one that Daniel Bryant won?
Yeah.
One, for instance.
Yeah.
Is Zack Ryder one?
Yeah.
Daniel Bryant. So they bring that. Is back. That Lane's brother?
Something like that. Okay, going away, bye.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, MG.
Thank you. GCW and FSW to host a WWE ID Championship tournament. Who are the people in this match?
Sean Legacy, Zeta Steel, Ice Williams, Jackson Drake, Swipe Right, Brad Baylor and Ricky Smokes, Zara Zacher, and Cappuccino Jones. Cappuccino
Terrible
Jones
names.
Sounds like a great made-up name.
Cappuccino Jones is a great made-up name. That's what that's that's a good gimmick for a barista. He's Cappuccino Jones. What are you, a Cappuccino Jones over here?
Cappuccino Jones is a fantastic
name. The only one that I like. I don't like Ice Williams. Yeah. I like too. I like Ice Williams.
Ice Williams is good. Yeah. Ice Williams is really good.
Drake is a wrestling thing. There's so many Drakes.
There's a lot of Drakes.
Swipe Right for Brad Baylor. Stupid name.
Yeah.
stupid name.
Mercedes Moné competes in her first independent match since August 2012. She faced Indy Hartwell at House of Glory, City of Dreams.
Here in Queens, in Jamaica.
Here in Queens, Mercedes won and made Indy tap out with the statement maker. Very hot crowd that was there. I would say Mercedes sold that house.
You tell me it wasn't Danhausen? He was there too.
I think the big story going in was Mercedes.
Yeah. No, this is at that where is that? It's like 142nd Street in Jamaica.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, they've been running the shows over there. I've never been there. Have you?
No, I haven't. We should go. We should go.
The Jamaica Queens Child Youth Center. What is that? What is the place called?
Yes,
the NYC Arena. I don't know what they call it.
We should go to House of Glory. And you know, we've when every year everybody asks me, "Are you going to the big event?" And I go, "No."
I went once.
You went once.
I know the guy that owns it. I know the guy that owns it. I met him. Yeah. I met him through some other project I was working on. Nice
guy.
We
should go. We should go to House of Glory, and we should go to the big event one year.
I would love to.
Just hang out.
We have no time. That's the problem.
Yeah. Ready for the next one?
Yeah. Let's go.
TKO and UFC furious with ESPN following the UFC 313 streaming issues. So what happened here?
So what ended up happening was you couldn't order the show. The streaming, there were severe streaming issues. Mm-hmm. With the ESPN paywall, where you couldn't, there were multiple things that happened. I heard people saying that they ordered the pay-per-view, they paid for the pay-per-view, but it was acting like you didn't order it. Then it wasn't working at all. Like, you couldn't even load the page to pay for it. So it really was difficult for a lot of people. A lot of people were complaining. UFC is furious, but I think this is just a... This was a good moment for this mess up to happen, because they are in the process of negotiating a new deal that's expiring soon. This was more like a tipping point for UFC with the ESPN negotiations. They've also started negotiating with as of April 15th. They could start negotiating with Netflix, Amazon, and WBD, because WBD is interested in UFC.
Wild.
I mean, I don't know where the best place is. I honestly, Netflix would make a lot of sense, but they don't have a pay-per-view functionality. WBD doesn't currently. Amazon does. You could do it on Amazon. Or do you split the pay-per-views and you do separate? Because that's always been the big question. When Vince left pay-per-view, they said he was making a huge mistake. Look at all the money that UFC's generating from pay-per-views. When they got that, and they got that humongous ESPN deal, but... You know who's no longer there? Ronda Rousey, Conor McGregor, John Jones doesn't fight all the time. Your big attraction, there's no George St. Pierre. Your big attractions are gone. There's no Brock Lesnar. You know, so listen, and I'm not saying that these guys, like Khabib, he's not there anymore. A lot of these names that were around at the time of that ESPN deal and the peak of that ESPN deal are no longer there. Do you need pay-per-view?
Do you think interest has waned in UFC, or is it still hot?
It's still super hot. It's still super, super hot. Yeah. I think I think the fanatical interest is not there as much, because you don't have a guy like Conor that's so polarizing or like a Ronda. But as far as like when you're talking about like ticket sales, it's still, everything is a sellout at a crazy high premium. So it narrowcasts it a little bit. Of the haves and have nots, and if you can't afford this, then we don't want you here. So that entire,
you remember,
I mean, those shows are ridiculous.
Sorry, but you got to remember, and I'm on the air, by the way.
Yeah,
just so you know, you got to remember that they're bigger overseas. That's why Netflix makes sense, because a lot of markets have Netflix.
Well, they're not bigger than in overseas than in the U.S., but they're pretty big in
there's more markets though.
There's a lot of markets, but remember, those markets don't buy pay-per-view. This is a very American mentality to pay $78 to watch something on TV. We are one of the only countries that millions of people are driven to buy a pay-per-view. It's not as common. In the UK, it's not. I mean, if you were to say, where would it be second? I guess North America. If outside of North America, you're going UK, and then I don't know what Europe does. I don't think Europe is in pay-per-view. I know that, you know, the Asian markets do not do pay-per-view, including India, Pakistan. I mean, you're talking population growth. You're talking, you know, where you could focus in on grow your viewership. Those markets that you have all the potential in the world to grow are not necessarily going to buy pay-per-views. So, I mean, they're in a very interesting thing. They want mega money here for this deal.
Which they'll probably get,
I don't know what they will get from who. I think it's very interesting because TNT Sports is in the play here. I don't think they'll get him. And also, where are you going to put UFC on Saturdays?
Right, right.
You're going to have to move AEW to TBS. Collision goes to TBS, and now you're competing with yourself. And that's the nail in the coffin for that show.
Do you think so?
Yeah, because if your same network is promoting it at the same time as you, they'll have to move. They also set up something very interesting. Mm. They called AEW a hybrid sport.
Interesting.
This TNT Sports CEO. Very interesting.
Yeah,
I don't know. I think this is interesting. The best answer would be if Netflix was able to implement a pay-per-view functionality for UFC, and I don't know if they will.
Yeah, that's interesting because, you know, like, what is stopping Netflix from doing that?
Technology and money?
Yeah.
Yeah. You have to look at the cost to create something like this, and it can't be... UFC can't be the only thing you're charging pay-per-view for if you're building out this infrastructure for them. And
yeah,
they don't really
for sure.
have anything else. And WWE's not going to go to pay-per-view model. I always felt, honestly, that WrestleMania should be a pay-per-view. If you were going to do anything, they should have kept the big four on pay-per-view and kept everything else as a premium live event.
Yeah.
Psychologically, you know, if I'm telling you Backlash is on and it's free and WrestleMania was on right before that and you got to pay for that, it does play a part into your market moves as a consumer.
It's so fascinating, too, because I think you and I are in the same boat. Like, we used to buy every single WWE pay-per-view.
Yeah.
You know?
For years.
And now it's pretty much streamlined to just like, do you pay for the UFC stuff?
I do. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So UFC and AEW.
I pay for UFC and AEW. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, I like fight sports, you know, like I've always, we never talk about it on the shows that we do, but like I watch as much MMA as I do pro wrestling. I'm not as excited to talk about it like I am with wrestling.
Right. Yeah.
You know, like boxing. I watch, if there's a pay-per-view for boxing, I watch it, but I'm not going to sit there and do a boxing show.
Right. I mean, like, I feel like it's also, that's like tough because there's so many out there too.
Yeah. SmackDown for Friday is a big one. Roman Reigns returns. CM Punk to appear. Braun Strowman, Jacob Fatu. Zelina Vega, Piper Niven, and Jade Cargill in action against Liv Morgan. So I'm sure this is going to continue the Jade story of being run over. Wednesday, Dynamite. AEW World Champion Jon Moxley defends against Cope in a street fight. Do you want to see this match again?
I want to see Cope take it on a Wednesday night. I know. We spoke about this last week. I would like a little hot potato with that title. Where is this taking place?
Do you have the location? I don't have it, MG.
Yeah. See if you can find where this is taking place. Because I also feel like some of these wins are city dependent. You know,
some of these would be city dependent. Yeah.
Yeah. I do feel like Swerve is going to take that title back at Dynasty, you know, and I feel like Cope is going to lose tomorrow. I don't know why. I just feel like they need a big moment. I think they need a big moment. And that's your big moment, right?
They need a huge moment. I don't know. I don't know what the direction here is. You know, they tried to explain why he doesn't show the title belt. They're in Omaha, Nebraska.
Okay.
I don't know much about that demo.
Why not? Have Cope win.
Yeah, I don't know much about it. But, I don't know what that does. Like, if Cope wins, is that better or worse than Jon Moxley? Is Jon Moxley and Swerve the match, or is it Cope and Swerve the match? I actually would want to see Cope and Swerve.
Same here.
That's just me wanting to see that interesting, you know, combination. And I don't think anybody would complain if Swerve beats Cope for the title.
Right.
Or would it be too soon? You know, if Moxley retains and he drops it to Swerve, is it more of like a, oof, thank goodness, the title's off of him? Maybe.
That's an interesting point. I don't know. I feel like I feel like they, in my opinion, as a fan, I feel like a little bit of direction was lost with the Moxley stuff in this title run specifically, you know?
I think it was all lost. I think the whole thing was lost.
I think he should drop it to Cope, you know, drop it to Cope, move on, do something else.
Yeah. I wanted that drop to happen already.
Yeah.
I want, and then now there's that whole Christian thing happening too. With these guys. Right. So, I mean, unless Cope goes total heel and they abandon that group, Cope wins with the help of Christian and they align themselves as this heel tag team.
I'd be okay with that. I'd be 100% okay with that.
I think they did this whole Cope thing backwards. I think he should have come in and aligned with Christian. Then they could have had the split, and these guys could have been in the program for the next 6 to 8 months.
Oh, 100%. 100%.
AEW International Title Tournament? Yeah, I hope so. Listen, we've said that so many times, right? Didn't we say, oh, we'll get Daniel Bryan. I'm getting so excited. I'm dropping my pencil. We'll get Daniel Bryan and... Bryan Danielson and CM Punk again. That'll happen.
Yeah.
Never did.
Never happened.
Never got it. Never got it again. We got that. We got it twice in WWE.
Isn't that wild?
So interesting. Like, I wonder if that was the time, you know, that was the era that they were not doing fan service.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, oh, you really want to see this match? No. Sorry.
Yeah, like, I'll tell you what you want to see.
You want John Cena to win? Sorry. Nothing happening.
Right.
You got an international title eliminator four-way, Mike Bailey, Orange Cassidy, Mark Davis, and Ricochet. I think Mike Bailey should be the opponent.
I agree.
Because that's a fun match to want to see, you know, on pay-per-view. Mm-hmm. Speedball Mike Bailey, and he's a karate man.
He's a karate guy, yes.
Is Kenny a karate guy? No.
No.
He does Speedball kicks. He does running Speedball, knees.
Yes. But Speedball is like a TKD guy, you know?
He's a Taekwondo.
Like legit.
He's a real Taekwondo.
Yeah. His, you know, and I feel like Speedball's testament is that he also was Kota Ibushi's return match when he got healthy enough to wrestle again.
Oh, was that it?
Yes. Kota Ibushi returned against Speedball Mike Bailey. I want to say in 2022.
Oh, yes. Yes, he did. He's very good, dude.
Yeah.
He's really, really good. You also have Megan Bain and Chris Statlander and Mercedes Moné versus Billy Starks. And they've been teasing this Billy Starks match for a while now. Interesting.
This is going to be a fun Dynamite.
Yeah. If you want to submit your questions, send them our way. Let's queue them up and we could answer some of this stuff. But I'm very curious to see. Oh, you know what they're doing on Collision this week or next week? This week coming up. Because of the NCAA, they are splitting the show into 2 1-hour programs. One that airs on Saturday night at 11 and another one on Sunday. And you know what? And I thought to myself, somebody had mentioned this. Okay. I guess I'll spill the beans a little bit here, okay?
Yes,
I was passed two pieces of information. One, that they would do this, and I did it, and it didn't sound right because at the same time, I was hearing something similar, but not exactly this.
Okay.
I was told that they are playing with the idea to run like a pay-per-view length program on TV.
Okay.
Sometime June, May? I don't have the date. It was said in such passing to me where like I didn't even think about it for a while. And they're going to do this a couple times.
Okay.
And I brought up Battle of the Belts and I was like, oh, like what they were going to do with Battle of the Belts. And I don't know if he understood what I meant or he just said, yeah, like that. I don't, you know, it was like very much, very quick in passing. And I didn't have a long conversation. There were a lot of other people around and I couldn't really talk. But how do you feel about that? If this becomes a regular thing, would they do some weird programming stuff like this? Like, hey, here's an hour. What's better, from 11 to 1 a.m. for your rating or 11 to 12? I think it's a fun experiment to see what happens. No harm done.
For sure. Yeah, exactly. No harm done. I think that's the perfect way to put it.
You know, no harm done. But
I don't know how they would be able to pull off a 3 or 4 hour show like that, if that is the case, if that is what they're planning on doing. I'm really curious about that. Maybe that's that beach break or beach blast or whatever that new trademark was.
Shockwave.
No. Shockwave is a prank show.
Shockwave is a prank show that
it's just Danhausen coming out of cakes.
And the Rizzler getting fired out of a cannon into like somebody's bridal
shower. Don't do that to me. Don't do that to me again. Don't do that to me again. I went into hysterics on Friday and I couldn't breathe for the remainder of the show.
Thinking about that Riz.
Mm-hmm.
You want to do some questions?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Cadillac Carson says Backlash is in St. Louis, so Cena probably faces Orton then.
Yeah.
Good call.
I think that would be a great call. Yeah, we brought that one up. I think that's you're gonna see that match. And it's funny, right? How many years were we saying, like, I never want to see that match again? I'm so tired of it.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, now is, like, two old men, you know? Like, not old men. I mean, listen, I'm 40. I'm 41, you know? But, like, two, like, close to the end of your career, beaten down men. I kind of want to see that match.
I don't know, man. I feel like, look, like, you've seen Randy Orton, right? You've seen what this guy looks like now. Like,
he's so big.
There's no way this guy's at the end of his career. Like, he looks massive. And he's what, like 45? MG, look that up.
44? It's so funny. I'm typing that in right now.
How old Randy Orton? How old Randy Orton?
Dude, Tracy, you had a rough night.
Oh, man, that sucked. Yeah, Tracy Morgan got carted away.
Do you know what was happening at that Knicks game? I mean, we really were in, like, 19... He's 44, Randy.
Okay, yeah, 44.
Yeah, and he's still hearing the voices in his head.
That guy, exactly. That guy is not stopping anytime soon. Like, we're going to get, like... Do you think we're going to get, like... okay, this is a... I'm going to rephrase this.
Yeah.
As a question for you. First time, long time.
First time, long time.
Who do you think is going to be the next Flair-styled mature man wrestler?
Oh, man. You're not counting Jericho there, right?
No, I'm not counting Jericho. I feel like Jericho is winding down a little bit. I'm saying, like I think Randy's a good example, right? Like, I can
Randy's
see Randy
a good.
Doing
I
this.
Don't think I don't see Randy going until 60.
No,
I don't. I don't. I think I. You know, he has said it multiple times in interviews that he hates working out at this point, and that his dream. Honestly, he has said this. He just fantasizes about never lifting a weight and getting a big belly.
Yeah.
Now, I don't think he'll ever do that, but I do understand what he means.
I want to see that so bad.
I got to Edgar Starve daily, dude. I play Edgar Starve all day.
Yeah.
I can't wait to not give a shit about how I look and how I feel. Just consume everything. I don't know. Who would be the guy? Well, in WWE, let's go WWE first, because there's a ton in AEW you could see like doing this forever. In WWE, who do you see doing it till like they're like 60 years old?
AJ Styles, maybe?
No, AJ's retiring at 50.
Okay. My money's on Randy. My money is still on Randy. Who else could that? Maybe Nakamura?
I don't know. Seth, maybe? You know?
Seth maybe,
does this for a while. I don't know. You know what's funny? None of us are saying Roman Reigns, because we know that there's a greener pastures for him on the other side.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Moxley.
I said on the WWE side. AEW side, okay. Yeah. Moxley, yeah. I can see. Yeah, I can see Danielson doing, like, exhibitions forever.
Sure.
Kenny, I can see doing this until he can't.
Sure. Moxley, I can definitely see transition into that Terry Funk.
Dude, you know what? The Miz. Great call, Cadillac Carson.
Oh, yeah.
I can see the Miz doing this forever. Forever.
Yeah. Miz doing it until he's like 70 years old.
So it was actually that Knicks game. You had Vince McMahon.
Wild.
Dressed as the ambassador to St. Patrick's Day. and what did you see the hair?
Yes.
It's jet black. And then he has like a skunk spot, like a real Paulie from The Sopranos.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Tracy Morgan's, and these people are all front row. Tracy Morgan's vomiting. Bobby Bacala from
from The Sopranos is standing there going, Mauro, look at that guy throw up.
Walking away in disgust and disbelief.
This was peak 90s New York.
Oh, yeah. Listen, we've said this for the last like week and a half. The 90s are back for some reason.
Oh, my God.
The 90s New York is back.
We got villain. We got Batman vigilantes running around. We got Batman villains as our mayor.
Oh, wow.
We do have a Batman mayor. We need a police commissioner that's like a Batman commissioner.
Yeah, we need like the last good guy on the force type commissioner.
I want there to be like an unhinged cult that runs around and they worship something called like Rugal the Wrathful.
They worship like a
blood moon, and like on the night of a blood moon, they just wreak havoc all around Manhattan.
I wouldn't be surprised if there's some shit legitimately going down like that right now somewhere in Union Square or Washington Square Park.
There is
a cult, you know. A lot of shit happens in the city.
Yeah.
All right. Do some more questions?
Yeah.
Bob McGee asks, any information on the AEW spring/summer special for WBD?
Yeah, we brought it up. I believe it's going to be like the number. I was told 4 hours. And wow. I can't believe that to be true. Mm-hmm. So my official statement is a pay-per-view length, a possible pay-per-view length program. 3 hours, 4 hours.
Okay.
And they're going to do it more than once, as far as I know.
Okay.
They're going to do it more than once. So I don't know what that means. The big problem is I'm not seeing the people that I normally would see.
Okay.
And that's my fault. I'm just not seeing them. I've been, you know what's going on. I'm like out of my mind. So
yeah. It's fine.
It's a lot going on.
More so than usual.
More so than usual. Dude, it's been nonstop since like October. It never stopped. I was like, oh, my slow season's coming. No.
You need a vacation.
Oh, tell me about it.
Next question. Well, next statement from a friend of the show, Josh Coleman, the world's oldest frat boy. I wanted Cena to have a painted on beard.
He's been in his frat since 1993 and still going. actively doing keggers, everything.
Sigma 69,
dude. But he does weird stuff, dude. He does stuff that you cannot do anymore.
Oh, yeah. A lot of hazing.
Hey, guys, let's put a hole in the girls' locker room. No, you cannot do that anymore, dude. Can't
What's
do that.
What's the big deal?
What's the big deal? It's 1997 all over again. That's a great gimmick for him. He's just a peeping Tom.
Oh, my God.
I want to make Josh into a peeping Tom. I want to tell like a classic peeping Tom, like with the robe and everything.
Doing some kind of panty raid nonsense.
Oh, my God. He's out of his mind.
Terrible.
Paint the beard black. Yeah. I want my beard on John Cena.
Jet black John Cena beard. What if he did the Hogan? What if he did the shoe polish beard?
Oh, dude. What if he just went yellow?
Just like he looks like a banana?
Yeah, he just looks like a banana. Yeah.
Here's another one for somebody who could wrestle in like until they're like 60. Rey Mysterio.
Yeah. He's in his 50s.
Yeah.
He has a mask on. Doesn't matter. As long as his knees are okay, he could do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's you know see. What? He'll probably be there for a while, Rey. And good on that guy, right? He went back. He got his son to get active during the worst time to get over as a wrestler, the pandemic era.
Yep.
And holy fuck, it worked. And do you remember people were saying like, oh, this is going to be like a Bruno situation? Do you remember that? That was a big chatter when Rey came back and they put Dominic there, and Dominic was like just coming up and he's like a kid and he's wrestling with his dad. It was like, oh, this is like a Bruno situation where, you know, Bruno's son wanted to become a wrestler. And Bruno knew that the only way he'll get an opportunity is he came back and Vince made him tag and do all this stuff and made Bruno work. And everybody thought this was going to be a situation with Rey Mysterio. And you know what? The guy looks actively still great. His son got over unbelievably doing an Eddie Guerrero gimmick, which is incredible.
Meta, very meta.
Oh, Josh with a comment. Here you go.
Let's see. I allegedly went on a panty raid in 1999.
Is this what they did? I'm not a fraternity guy. I don't know anything about either. This. That's crazy.
Me neither.
That's insane. Is this what goes on in colleges?
Classic.
Unbelievable.
Classic colleges. This is from Good Doer. Hey, guys, appreciate y'all. Seeing that WWE is running an arena near All In, do you think WWE is taking advantage of AEW's lack of marketing? Thanks.
Yeah, it's business. This is all strategic. They're doing it because they know they'll still draw and to mess with them. And, you know, this was WWE practices forever. This is what they did. There's no difference in this company and how they're operating now in 1984. That's the ideology that's been engraved in them, but it's also competitive business. And it's not just wrestling. You see this in other practices. You know, whenever a mattress firm opens, you know what opens up right next to it? Another mattress store.
Yeah.
So it's competitive practices. Is it shitty? Yeah. But is it out of the business realm? No. I mean, we've seen this
forever.
It's not
out of the ordinary.
We've seen this in boxing, exactly, where you put on a boxing event on the same night. You know, we really got used to this. Pay-per-view really made these big shows not competitive.
Yeah.
Because they didn't want to bastardize the money that you're going to make on pay-per-view. Why split the revenue when you could schedule these guys to be apart? That's why we never saw two WWE and WCW pay-per-view at the same time. They never wanted to do that. The pay-per-view providers and television providers did not want them to do it. Now, it's all out the fucking window. They could do whatever the hell they want.
Yeah. Good answer. It's from Maddie P. Any word on a Bucks return?
Soon. Like, very soon.
Be careful with that word.
Soon. It could be within the next 3 to 8 weeks. I don't know.
Years.
Soon.
Years. 3 to 8 years.
It could be Paul anywhere Anthony from 3 weeks to 8 years. Okay?
There you go.
But they will be returned. Yeah.
Paul Anthony Moss, would you prefer seeing MJF align with the Hurt Syndicate or potentially reforming the group Dynasty with Hammerstone and Holiday to go against them?
You know what? That would be cool, too, if that they did something like that. Rich and I were fantasy booking this, and we both ended up just seeing that visual of of Owen Hart in the Nation.
Right.
And I said,
Nation of Domination.
You know what? Great gimmick for MJF. Have him be the Owen in the Nation. I don't know. I don't know if MJF would. I think he would sabotage the group.
Yes.
Because he's such a strong figure. I think the focus would go to him instead of Shelton and Bobby.
Lashley and MVP.
Yeah. I think because he's such a polarizing guy. I do think it's interesting that they're teasing this and that, you know.
Yes.
But there's a lot of other people that could go in there if they want to add more people. I think one more person would be good to make it a trio where, you know.
Yeah. For sure. I think also, like, I hope what's the next big MJF match? Whatever next big match he has, it would be great if Shelton and Lashley helped him win that match.
That would be interesting. Yeah.
Because you wouldn't see that coming. You know, it's like it's such like a weird, you know, like round peg in a square hole situation where you kind of want to see it happen. Brian Knight asks, is Cody Rhodes the most over wrestler in the last 20 years?
Oh, that's a great question. For WWE,
that's a good question.
So let's go back 20 years. Let's do some math. We're in the year 2005.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Who's been over? I mean, John Cena was over. CM Punk
Kurt
was
Angle.
All over.
Was
Kurt Angle? Angle was over.
I feel like it was like 2005, Lesnar and Angle.
Lesnar was over. Angle was ever. Jeff Hardy was super hot in like 2009.
Eddie
was over. Yeah, you know what? I would say probably in the last 25 years. Yeah, 20 years. I would say Cody's the most over wrestler that they've had. Now, I don't know what that translates to. You know, like, does that translate to making Stone Cold Steve Austin money? Because I have two metrics for over. I have the crowd reaction. I have your actual gate. And I actually have your merch sales and popularity. You know, whatever your QAM score is, whatever. I've heard they're gauging this. Roman is probably the most over. But remember, Roman was not a babyface. Roman was always a heel, so that was hard to measure. Yeah. Obviously, we know how over Roman was, you know, up until recently. You know, he's stood back a little bit.
You know what? Danielson.
Like short, main very event. Short, though. Very short. I don't think he would have had the longevity. You know, Cody's been over for a year now. Roman's been over since the pandemic for five years. I think as far as a babyface goes, they've never had a babyface. When is the last? Okay, here's a question. Issa says, John Cena broke up with Andrew because he won't fight me.
Hello, Issa.
Do you know how I'm going to fight her, right?
Wolverine claws.
I'm just going to oil up. I'm just putting baby oil all over me, and she can't grab me.
Oh, like the end of the transporter?
Like the end of the transporter, yeah.
That's exactly what I'm saying. Covered in oil?
Yeah, I just want to be covered in oil. Okay, last babyface that was over at this level. Forget about Roman. Roman was not a babyface. Last pure babyface that told Dancing. You essentially, get your neck tattoo, take your vitamins, and say your prayers.
Get your neck tattoo. Get your neck too.
Who was the last babyface that was over like this? They have not had a babyface. Cena does not count because half the crowd booed Cena. 40% of the crowd booed Cena. So when is the last? Who is the last babyface to be over like this?
It's interesting because Cody is like the word is beloved.
It's fucking Hulk Hogan.
Oh my God. You think so? You think it's Hogan? Hogan and then Cody.
Okay. Here's a question. Who's more over?
Sure.
Babyface peak Bret Hart or Cody?
Cody.
Okay. Dude, that's the answer.
And you're taking Austin out of this equation just because Austin, it was such a Austin, short run Austin, on top.
No, I'm taking him out because he was never a pure babyface.
Okay.
I'm saying, you know, the whole thing about the babyface being dead, you know, nobody could get behind a babyface. Like, it's the hardest thing to get over with.
Yeah.
You got to be a good guy. Like, nobody gives a shit about a good guy. Nobody cares about someone that's a goody two shoes. Cody's that. He is a goody two shoes.
Like, that's the thing. A goody two shoes is the good way to put it. You know, your classic blue-eyed baby face, right?
Blue-eyed baby face. You know, I'm here to be a good guy. I'm here to do this. The Rock. How about a baby face Rock? The Rock still was a dickhead.
Too cool.
Yeah. He was also an asshole. Same with all of them. I mean, I'm not talking about, obviously, like, our definite. Like, I'm saying, like, the last time we had an ultimate good guy, it would be John Cena, but people booed him. This guy does not get booed.
Right.
It is. They created their Hogan, dude. They did it again. And look at how it always is, right? Like, they're big. They did it with Hogan. They had the big baby face. Then they tried it with Lex, right? Still falling in line with something. Cody, he loves blondes.
Yeah.
Vince loves blondes to be his champion. Warrior was over, but he didn't. He had no longevity. You know, he was the guy for about 13 months.
Yeah.
Cody is really beloved. I have to tell you, like, I was having a conversation with someone about Cody, and I was like, give my opinion of the character, you know, and they got so angry.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, dude, I like him too. I like him, just not as much as you.
Yeah, it's definitely like he's got that, like, he definitely has that quote unquote all American thing.
Yeah, and that's what this company loves. So I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. You know who could have gotten that babyface reaction? Big E.
Oh yeah.
If there was longevity with that title run and he didn't get hurt, which is terrible. You know, you look at somebody and you say, I don't want to boo him. Cody, I could see him as a heel. I just Undertaker. Last great baby. I mean, but he's a dead guy. You know, at the end of the day, he's still a zombie. He's an undead. He was a cult leader and a devil worshiper.
Exactly. Like, we're talking, like, very in that classic parlance of say your prayers, take your vitamins, do all that shit, babyface.
Yeah. Yeah. Those guys are gone. They don't exist.
Yeah. Except for Cody, which is insane. Who do we have? On the AEW side, I guess Kenny would be that babyface.
Kenny's that babyface. Yeah, Kenny's a great babyface. Yeah. Who do we have? Everybody's an asshole there. Isn't that telling? There's every good guy and bad guy, they're just assholes.
Mm-hmm. I guess Cope Osprey. Is, Cope and Osprey. Yeah.
They're both dicks, I guess. I guess Osprey.
Yeah. Let's see. Ed Toro, what is happening with WWE ID? Are they having a hard time looking at promotions who would book their signings?
I don't think so. Was there something I missed?
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like it's still like a fresh thing to navigate.
I don't know what's Orange going on. I don't know. Was there an incident? Orange Cassidy, great babyface.
Yeah.
My kid loves him, by the way.
Yeah, he dressed like him over the holiday AEW show.
Yeah, we went to Collision. It was awesome. We had a great time.
Brian Knight, who does Demon Diva hate more, Cody Rhodes or Wheeler Yuta? The Cody hate is a gimmick. The Yuta hate is legit.
She hates Wheeler Yuta?
She hates Cody.
Oh, Cody sucks.
NYC Demon Diva, Cody sucks. Let's see.
You know what Shawn Michaels was telling me the other day? She goes, I want to get a drink with Issa. I said, why? She goes, she just looks like she's fucking fun. I said, oh no, she is. She's a blast. We got to do it.
Right.
I think they met
in Chicago.
Yeah, in passing though. It was quick. Yeah. We didn't hang out. Like it's hard. You can't.
Well, no, she sat with us.
I know, but it's different at a wrestling show. I do remember. It's just not like it's not sitting and having a conversation. You can't talk to anybody.
Yeah.
Also, we were. Yeah. I was zooted out of my mind.
Oh, it was the best.
I thought I was in the garden the whole night, and I was like, "What time are we getting on that train?"
Nope.
And then those boys, the brothers, rescued us. Those nice boys rescued me. I don't know about you guys.
Well, Tony Leader rescued us.
Tony the Leader rescued you. Yeah.
Yeah. Can we end on this one?
Yeah.
Cadillac Carson, what would a heel Orange Cassidy look like?
He's not orange anymore. He's a blueberry.
He's just a blue boy. He's sad.
Just a sad blue boy.
There you go. Perfect.
Yeah. I want him to just knock the Rizzler on his butt.
That's the heel turn.
He just shoves the Rizzler and the heat. Can you imagine?
Oh no. Yeah.
He's like, I hate that stupid little face. I don't know. I who else is it? They have to have more baby faces there.
Who, in AEW?
Yeah. Good guys.
Like a pure baby face.
Yeah,
It was Pillman at one point with the guy he tagged with, right? Those guys were like pure baby faces.
They were, yeah. Leif Garrison.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good question. FTR? No, maybe. I don't know.
The Costco guys are
the number one baby faces.
Sweetest meatballs in America.
Yep.
Sweetest meatballs in America. I got a kick out of that on that pay-per-view, by the way. I don't care what. The Zerzel joins the Death Riders and kicks Moxley out, says Brian Knight. This is my team now.
I would love it. I don't think I've ever heard the Rizzler speak.
He has a song.
They
know me as the Rizzler. I'm the Panther dressed in black. It's a song.
I kind of want you to do Rizzler stuff. I want you to dress like Black Panther.
You want me to dress like Black Panther?
Yeah.
Great. Okay.
I would love to see you in a Black Panther costume.
Okay. What else?
I would like to see you dressed like a leprechaun.
I've never been to Costco.
You know why? Because there's one in Astoria.
We have a BJ's here.
We got BJ's. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't go to any of those.
Kind of the same. Yeah. Well, you know,
last time you were at BJ's.
You have no idea. I've never been. Oh, you know what? Maybe early 20s.
Did you have anything for? Did you have a corned beef or anything yesterday?
No,
I had none of it.
I don't like corned beef. Sorry, hot take. What did I have yesterday?
You don't want to have corned beef and cabbage and boiled steamed vegetables.
I think I mentioned in our group chat yesterday, I don't like corned beef and hash or whatever. I like shepherd's pie. If shepherd's pie was the thing, I'd be into that.
Monahan's has a great shepherd's pie.
Do they?
Yeah.
We ordered from Belly Cake. We got some pancakes and sausage and bacon. It was lovely. Nice. And then we got a couple of slices of pizza from Luigi's, which I'm regretting today.
On 35th Avenue, Luigi's?
Yep.
Yeah, not great.
Yeah, not good.
There we go.
One more question?
Yeah, let's do it.
Mod Revolve, do you prefer Christian turning face or Cope turning heel?
Cope turning heel.
Yeah, Cope turning heel for sure.
But again, they need baby faces, so I don't know. I don't think Christian, you can't cheer for Christian as a baby face.
No.
He's too good as a heel.
Right. You need the heel Cope, and doing the team up with Christian would be awesome.
Yeah.
That's what I want.
I'm into that. All right, guys. That's it. We're done. Love each and every one of you. We'll see you all next week. Follow me. You want more Rich and Andrew? Join us Friday at 10:30 Eastern. YouTube.com/MattMenPodcast. And follow us on X at BTC Rich for Rich, at Andrew Zarian for me. And MG, what's yours?
At 2 Fight Forever.
Okay, thank you.
Number 2 Fight Forever.
Thanks so much. All right, guys, that's it for this week. See you all next time.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.